This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people based on current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. Experts have long said that the number of confirmed cases greatly underestimates the true figure. The White House has blocked new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on bringing potential vaccines for COVID-19 to market. At issue was the FDA's planned requirement that participants in mass clinical trials for vaccines to be followed for 2 months to ensure there are no side effects and that the vaccines provide lasting protection. A senior administration official confirmed the move Monday evening, and the White House believes there is no clinical or medical reason for additional screening protocols. Japan and South Korea have agreed to restart travel between the two countries for short and long-term business travelers. Japan's foreign ministry said on Tuesday, easing restrictions put in place to combat the spread of COVID-19. South Korea becomes the second country after Singapore with which Japan has reopened its borders for both short and long-term stays. Japan has reopened to long-term visitors from 9 countries that include Thailand and Vietnam. Again, Japan and South Korea now agreeing to restart travel between the two countries for short and long-term purposes. This is VOA News.